Hello, welcome to online podcast. This is John. Welcome to all the possible new listeners from Wonder Wisdom Show, the Lucky Bitch Radio. Oh, if you don't know, I don't know if you, because I haven't been. I'm in my basement. I just finished recording a show, but you're hearing this probably on Monday. And my gosh, it's dark. And I hope my phone doesn't cause interference to the recording. Gosh, I'm walking in the dark, guessing. Okay, I didn't bump into anything. That's good. So I just finished a recording with Wonder Wisdom, so you probably hear that recording sometime last week, maybe? Yes. And so now I'm preparing my dinner. Well, I will be preparing my dinner for tonight. And I'm in the fridge now. Give you a little sound scene in my kitchen, like you haven't done that yet. I'm picking up my Indian food. My leftover Indian food. And let's see, what can I do? Oh. This is so exciting, isn't it? But I was having a lovely chat with Miss Wanda Wisdom over at the Lucky Bitch Radio. And of course, I thought, oh my gosh, my show has been stagnant at about 300 listeners and I don't have any more new listeners. I should go out and find myself some new listeners. And that's why I went to Wanda Wisdom for help. No, I'm kidding. I just happened to see her online and I was just happened to be at home. Miracle. I just happened to be at home, and so I said, let's do a show together. So we did. Well, you know, I went on her show. I didn't record it, but she did. And so if you don't listen to Wonder Wisdom, and if you want to hear the program, you can go over to luckybitchradio.com or lavendermagazine.com and find Wonder Wisdom's program over there. I think it's last week's show, so it would be, what, October 18th or 19th? October 19th, I believe. It's Friday. So October 19th show. And check out the conversation. We were talking about fat. We were talking about food. We were talking about a bunch of stuff. So it was lovely, I thought. I'm having Indian rice. Oh my gosh. Can you hear this rice? Why don't? Chai, go away. Oh, biryani. Can you hear the rice? The rice falling into the bowl? Okay, let me try that again. Listen closely. Of course, the fridge is kind of loud, but listen closely. There was rice pouring into my bowl. I have to say, I know it's been a while that I talk about this. I listened to this program called Hero from Japan. It's you know, the Hero, H-E-R-R-O, from, F-L-O-M, Japan. Hero from Japan, the person, what's his name now? Anyway, he was the one who introduced me, I mean, not him personally telling me, but just through listening to his show, I discovered the beauty and the lovely capability that you can do with the binaural microphones. And he was the one who sort of inspired me to go out and find out more about the binaural microphones and all that. So I still listen to him. He doesn't do shows very regularly anymore because he's got, you know, kids, life, blah, blah, blah. And do I want chicken? Yeah, tandoori chicken. And some onion. My gosh, this looks lovely. But anyway, I forgot his name though. I'm sure, I think Pinoy Boy listens to him too. Maybe even Peter, I'm not sure. But what's his name? It just slipped me. But anyway, you can still check it out. Hello from Japan. And oh, Michael wants me to say hi, talking about Japan. Michael wants me to say hi to everyone. and she was so excited that everybody enjoyed her on the show. And of course, I hope you enjoyed the video podcast that I put out last week on Thursday of Michael and I trying to make dessert. And so if you haven't done that yet, go over to onlinepodcast.com, check it out. On the right hand side, you can also scroll down to category and then click on video podcast, and you just have only video podcasts show up. So, I hope 2 minutes would work. And so I am going through a crazy, crazy busy weekend because I have to work this weekend full time, meaning like the entire weekend, from very early, like 7 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. So it'll be a bit of a craziness this weekend, and therefore I'm recording the show on Thursday night. And I was actually thinking about doing a show in the studio, but you know, I'm running out of time. It's what, 8:30 in the evening now? And I still need to go to the gym. I may not be able to go early. I was thinking about going early so that I can spend time with Bruce. I may not have the time to do that. Oh, I am crazy. Lately, I've been in the mood for eggs. Does that mean anything? Does it like does that have any significance as far as you know, that's because I'm lack of something that I'm craving eggs? I just love eggs lately. All kinds of ways of preparing eggs. I like my eggs a bit on the adventurous side, meaning I want it to be not completely hidden, like, you know, in dishes that I couldn't detect the egg. Sometimes I go into phases where I feel like too much egg, ugh, gross, right? But lately I've been craving the taste and the just this egg. So I haven't had, what is it called, soft boiled egg for a long time. And just recently I was doing a recording with, going through the cabinet looking for, oh yeah, here it is. Looking for a cup for my water. Oh Christ, oh Jesus. I was doing a recording for Penang Hokkien, and we talked about coffee shops in Malaysia. And part of the regular things that you would order from a coffee shop is soft boiled egg, which means it's lightly kind of boiled, and the inside is still runny, and the whites are not completely hardened. Just on the edges, on the outside, around the shell is hardened, and then the inside is still kind of liquidy. I know it may sound gross to some people, but yeah, it's not. It's delicious. And I've been craving that, and I've been having like 3 at a time. And since it's egg, and I'm going to the gym, I would imagine, having an additional protein meal wouldn't be too bad an idea. I don't know. I just like it, I don't really care. And so, ow, hot. I need my water. Let me take a sip of my water. Ow, milk. I forgot I left my milk out. It's not that long though. Did you know that I drink full cream milk? I don't, if you're in America, it's the milk with the red cap. But blue is, what, 2% or something? And then pink is skim, which is 0% milk. But did you know that they have oh my gosh, if you're listening to Wanda Wisdom and come over here, I can understand if you don't stay. It's okay. It's completely alright. And I think I can only have like 300 people because you gotta kind of get me. Because sometimes I have good shows and sometimes I have crappy shows like this where I'm just recording my talk to you in the kitchen as I'm preparing my meal. But I won't eat you. I won't eat for you this time. I will eat you, however. Oh my god, pomegranate. Oh, I'm feeling the palm. I'm feeling the pomegranate now. I may actually have one tonight. Let's see here. Do I need to refrigerate this? Do I need to refridge this? Michael, do I need to refridge this now or later? But anyway, I got pomegranate, 6 gigantic pomegranates. And from Costco. What was I gonna do? Oh, I should eat, and maybe I should do a little pause thing. You know, pause, and then maybe I'll come. What, boy? You want to eat too? You know you talk a lot. Do you know, Mr. Chai? Yes, sir, Mr. Chai. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cutie, cutie pie. And the little giant that you pop up. Kiss, kiss. Can daddy kiss? Chai Chai. Mr. Chai? Hello? He's so silly. Okay, I'm gonna pause, eat, and then maybe come back and continue a little bit more. How about that? I was going to talk about Asianness, so maybe by the time I finish eating my Asian food, my Indian food, I will come back and talk about Asianness in a moment. Okay, we're back. I just finished eating the Indian food. I'm picking my pomegranate. Let's see which one I want to peel. They're gigantic. They're gigantic. They're large. Did you know? Sorry, I just ate, right? So I'll be burping. There is a tip from I think it's was it from Martha Stewart. There is a tip of how to peel or ew. There's a bug, boy. There's a bug. In my bowl. Is it a spider? Anyway, there's this trick to how to make the peel the pomegranate easily without making a huge mess, because as some of you may know, pomegranate has tiny little like pulp or whatever you call this little thingy. No, there's a name for it. I forgot what it's called. The ruby or whatever the thingy is. You know, the thingy. And there's a name for it. I remember watching Alton Brown and he mentioned that in the show. But anyway, I'm not Alton Brown, so you don't know though. I don't know what it's called. If you do know what it's called, just write me and let me know, and I'll report back on the next program. Putting stuff into the dishwasher as we are cleaning up the kitchen a tiny little bit. Oh, I bought this little thing. Tap-on light. It's not tap-on, it's a plastic. You know, it's an LED light, and I got it from Costco. It's inexpensive, like maybe 12 bucks or 15, I don't remember. $10 to $20. You can get a set of 3. And oh, it used to be 4 though, right? Is it only 3 now? I thought it used to be 4. We're using 1, 2, oh, no, it's 3. That's right. Anyway, pomegranate. I'm peeling pomegranate now. The trick is to do it, submerge it inside water. This is to prevent any squirting of the juice. The pomegranate juice, as you know, is very red, and that might make a mess in your kitchen or on yourself. So this is the trick is to score it in the water, right? And scoring it carefully with a sharper knife. And Jen, of course, I'm doing it as if you can see me, but you can't see me. And then crack it open as the juice is squirting Jesus Christ. As the juice is squirting the I cracked it open. Okay. So successfully cracked it open and I can peel. Why is the water yellow? I can just, you know, rub the little nubbly. Oh, talking about that, did you see? I have a lot of my own, you know, made up English too, right? Just like Michael. And one thing that I said last week that when I heard back was like, I was gonna say whirlwind and I said whirlpool. So, one of those things that I do say. And then plus this little pulpy thing, the white part of the biker down of the pomegranate can be easily washed away because it floats. So I'm trying to peel the pomegranate. I am focusing, can you tell? Because I'm not speaking. Anyway, my parents, this reminds me of my parents because when last year when they were here, we were having fun peeling pomegranate together. Especially mom, dad doesn't care. Mom was having fun picking pomegranate with me because I love it and she likes it too. And oh my gosh, and the water is so much better. I'm going to tell my mom that. And then it doesn't squirt because I remember it was squirting everywhere and we'd have to be careful. It got on my mom's shirt and everything. Oh my gosh, yeah, it is a lot better inside in the water. And just get a big, gigantic bowl and put it in there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how I like to eat my pomegranate. I just like to just peel it all. And it's a lot of work to peel it, but it's kind of fun at the same time. And I would peel it, and then I won't be able to finish the whole thing all in one sitting, unless it's really small. This one is quite large. The ones I got from Costco is gigantic. But anyway, you can also make salad. You can use this as a sprinkle on top of your salad. It's really nice. You could also use the juice. You can buy the juice so you can squeeze it out yourself. Oops. Use the juice to you know, as the acid of your portion of your dressing, your salad dressing. I don't know if you can hear. Oh, Jesus. So I'm just, you know, just, and then all the seeds actually sink, the seeds, whatever the thingy is, would sink down into the bottom of the bowl. And see some of that burst, and then it just got into the water instead of squirting out into the air and got on your shirt. Even though I have black shirt on right now, I have black shirts, which probably... What am I doing? See, sometimes I get really, you know, ADD or whatever. I get all, what's it called? Dyslexic, that if I'm peeling... So I'm separating the little red little jewels, right? I really should go Wikipedia it and see what it's called. I'm peeling those red part out and also putting and trash the white part of the pomegranate. Oh my gosh, I sound so professional. I sometimes get reversed. I would throw away the red seeds in the trash bowl rather than throwing away the white part. I don't know why I do that. Do you guys do that too? Every once in a while I get like completely dyslexic and especially repetitive task. One classic example is when I used to help my mom peel shallots for her curry. We put shallots in the curry as the base, onion and shallot and garlic. And so I would start get all, you know, repetitive, and then I would start peeling the shallots, and I put the skin into the bowl of where the shell it's supposed to be. I don't know if any of you do that, or is it just me? Oh, I'm so impressed by how nice it is inside a big tub of water. Oh yeah, I took a promise about, I promised to talk about Asian-ness. Asian-ness. I don't know if you can identify people who are Asian, which I have quite a few listeners who are Asian. Yes. When you're in your own home country, in your home Asian country, like when I was in Malaysia, everything Western looks and appear better. That's part of the reason why I came here to study. In Chinese, it's called Chongyang, as in, you know, looking up to the east. I mean the west, and I don't know whether that is still true, but in a way, there is validity in that. Like, you know, there are things that it's a lot better. Like, for instance, being gay here is much better than being gay back in Asia. And so in a way, it is true why people do that. But at the same time, when I'm here, you would then rediscover that, oh my gosh, things are about the same. Yeah, mostly the same. The bad part of what we call, you know, very Asian, still exists in the West. Ah! Adding new water. And so, but that's not what I was going to talk about. I just got sidetracked. But what I really want to talk about is, oh yeah, that's true. No, I know why I had that conversation. Because there are other Asian people who are to the extreme of hating their, or not hating, but not liking their own culture or the language. I sort of went through that phase myself. I hated the Mandarin. I hated Mandarin because, it's because of the test, and it's a hard subject, you know. And I'm not very good at in languages where you have to spoken. In fact, I'm more interested than like as in literature and stuff like that. So I hated Mandarin. And I'm more interested in English. Well, that's part of the reason, because I grew up reading English newspapers and not Chinese newspaper. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, so the Asianness thingy. I would tend to feel a little bit. What can I say? Embarrassed maybe at times if I'm too Asian. What do you mean by too Asian? Like you have to have rice. That's too Asian, right? You have to. There are some people who has to have rice. Some people who have to have rice to feel like it hit the spot. If you don't have rice for a week, you feel kind of awkward. I mean, I am not to that degree, but I always feel like that is kind of being too Asian. And I look at that as something that is kind of like a disgrace. Is that self-loathing? I wonder if that's self-loathing. It's some form of self-loathing. So when I got here, I get the freedom of, yeah, you know, I don't have to have rice every day. And you know, I get to live this whole Western lifestyle. Whatever that means. But lately, as I'm getting older, I am becoming more and more Asian. The funny thing is, and plus is maybe it's because I'm away from it that I'm treasuring it and really appreciate it a little bit more than when I used to be home in Malaysia. To the point, can you imagine that? I used to hate shrimp because, you know, it's like, it's in every meal almost, and they smell like cockroaches, I used to think. And then I ended up in the Midwest, where shrimp is like expensive, and, you know, all seafood is considered something expensive, right? A luxury, because you don't have ocean around us. So, why am I going into food? Oh, yeah. And so, just food in general. I've been craving Asian food like crazy lately. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, Thai food or Indian or Vietnamese food, Malaysian food preferably. Vietnamese food actually has been doing me really good lately. I've been having nice Vietnamese food. So, I don't know why though, and I didn't used to like ginger as well. You know, ginger is kind of like the old Asian people kind of thing, that, you know, raw ginger or even cooked ginger can be very pungent and has that strong ginger smell. I always taste and smell, and I always call that old people food. And guess what? I'm loving ginger lately. Just within the last year or so, I think maybe the last 6 months even. I mean, I can just chomp on ginger, like fresh ginger like that. It used to be gross to me. I know taste buds do mature and change and develop as we get older. You know what? Do we lose taste buds as we get older? I wonder if it's because I'm not that sensitive anymore, my taste buds, and therefore it's not as gross. I don't know. But I do like the ginger taste. It's not like I don't taste the ginger taste anymore. I actually like the ginger taste now. Isn't that funny? I'm still halfway. I have a quarter left of my gigantic pomegranate. I should be taking photos, but I'm not, because my camera is in the living room. My hand's wet and I don't want to get messy. This is so calming. This is so relaxing. It's probably boring for you, but, you know, who cares, right? Especially if you're coming from Wanda Wisdom Show. Oh my God. What a waste, right? I don't even know if you're listening for the first time, and you just found my show through whatever, or through Wanda Wisdom's show, Lucky Bitch Radio. I don't know if you know. I don't listen to Wanda anymore because like I said, I've been having podcasters don't care really. I think especially existing podcasters, they don't really care whether you listen or not. Old ones like me and Wanda and whatnot. I've been podcasting for 3 years now, I think I told you. But what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I don't listen to Wanda anymore, so I don't know whether she might still be using her theme song, her regular Lucky Bitch Radio theme song, I would imagine. So, if you're new to Wanda, and I mean, if you're new to me through Wanda, then I am the composer and the singer of her theme song. I don't know if you know that, because I think this is like probably the third round or fourth, I don't know how many rounds of podcasters. You know, there's new podcasters coming up all the time, and I'm kind of really enjoying how Archer is doing this whole gangbang show, where he is featuring and also being introduced to newer podcasters, which is really nice to have that connection. I I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore because lately I've been getting more, I'm becoming more Asian, right? So I'm focusing a lot more on podcasts in Asia. So I would like to feature podcasts from Asia more. And I'm almost done with my pomegranate. It takes a long time, as you can witness right here. But it's fun though, just the peeling of it. I wonder if I should do another one, so I have two peeled. Oh my gosh, it's 9:15. How long have I been talking? Shit. Oh Lord. Let's see. What's the noise? Oh, that's the automatic kitty litter. Ooh, that's a lot of pomegranate. Let's see. Oh, only 30 minutes, so not too bad. I wish this is a little bit more exciting for you, but it's not, so well. Oh well. Oh well. I could have, put this in the compost, but it's kind of messy outside, so maybe I'll skip doing that this time. And I'm cleaning off the water. Oops, shit, see, I did that again. Do the whole reverse thing. Wonder if I should peel another one. I may not be in the mood to peel it. Maybe I should end the show and then peel another one. Because I don't want to bore you. No. Who likes pomegranate? Who else likes pomegranate? Oh shit! Who else likes pomegranate? Why does some float? I wonder if the floating ones are the bad ones. Yeah, it looks like. Oh, the burst one. The one that cracked open when I accidentally crushed it with float. Anyway. How boring is this? Which bowl can I use? Where's my colander that I can use to fish this all out? Oh, here it is. Yes, I'll do another one after the show. After the recording, I'll do another one. Ooh, lovely. Oh, I know who wouldn't like pomegranate. Archer. Archer would so totally hate pomegranate. In fact, he would probably die. He would probably rather die than eating pomegranate because I know he hated those kind of seeds inside. Why is you don't have to suck? You don't have to chew on it. I like to chew on the seeds inside the pomegranate thingy. Can you hear it? Oh, so delicious! Oh my gosh, so good! Let me crack a few in my mouth. So delicious. In fact, I think it tastes kind of like, cranberry juice. Why, what you doing? He's halfway in the closet, in the cabinet. Why, come out? Come out. And, I'm spitting out the seeds because I don't want to crush it. Typically, I do crush it because it's crunchy. I'm not doing that for your sake. Mike asked me to say hi to everyone. I don't know if I said that already, but I know there are things that I was going to talk about that I forgot, completely forgot, because I was going to do it in the studio, and then I got distracted and need to save time, and I'm doing it here in the kitchen, and therefore, yeah, I probably forget everything. But anyway, I want to say hi to Nancy from Tokyo. Nancy from Tokyo wrote me, and I also want to say thank you to the listener who, I don't know whether she wants to be identified, but she started listening to online from Penang, Hokkien, so say hi. Hello. Anyway, that's probably going to be it for now, and I will talk to you soon, and hopefully I'll be able to have one of wisdom on my program in the future to talk about studying abroad, because she was abroad. No, I mean, she was studying abroad. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? I've got to go peel another pomegranate. Okay, bye! Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta!